broadcast, remember, the devil has not forced a chain that the power of God cannot break. Until our next broadcast, God bless you. From Bishop Kenny Townsend
and Minister Mildred Townsend.
Tell somebody, say,
you stand.
Yeah, Lord, yeah.
This is KAYT, Gina, Alexandria. This is Gospel Radio at its very best. 88.1. KAYT, praising the Lord.
Hi, this is Pastor Arthur LaValle with Kingdom Life Fellowship Community Ministry, welcoming you to another opportunity to transform your life. Did you know that you possess the power and the responsibility to determine your future and destiny? Did you know that you are the sum total of the choices and decisions you make every day? However, the ability for you to make the right decisions for a life that will lead to your God-given destiny depends on your quality of knowledge. Self-development demands self-discipline. It is our desire to see your life transformed by the messages on these broadcasts. Prepare to receive as we join this opportunity to grow and expand, as we inspire you and motivate you to achieve your greatest in God's purpose for your life. Sit back now and listen to a message that is designed to destroy ignorance and empower you to become an effective human on this planet as you inspire others to reach their maximum potential. Let us join the seminar in progress.
Persecuted. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Once again, Lord, what an awesome privilege and honor it is to be able to come into your home, into your automobiles, through your radios, and share with y'all the love of God, the gospel of the kingdom. Boy, that's the greatest story that has ever been told. When we hear great messages, you know, in our lives, and man, you know, through great ministries that build us up and edifies and give us strength, you know, to hold on and thank God for that, boy. That's the body of Christ edifying itself. I say that to say this, and I just join in with my brothers and my sisters who are spreading the word of God throughout the land. Listen, God's word is the most powerful force in the universe, and it's not going to return to him void. I join my faith with all the prayers that's being offered up. I join in with all of that, the church. What he said, God's people who are called by his name, that have humbled themselves and they are seeking his face, you know, and they're turning from their wicked ways. And they're calling up on him, and boy, he said he is here. Our prayers and heal our land, heal our lives. So for all of you, you know, who are praying and believing God for something and perhaps are going through something, and you know this, you know, that not only, you know, have we prayed with you and for you, but Jesus prayed for you. He prayed for you too. You know what his prayer was for you? He said, I pray for you that your faith fail not. No matter what you're going through, boy, don't let your faith in your Savior and your Lord and your Father in heaven, hey, don't never give up on them. You just hold on. And after you've done all that you can to hold on, hey, I promise you, man, he'll hold you on. All you got to do is hold on. How long, Arthur, forever? And just know this, when you're at the point where you can't hold on no more, hey, he got you. He's not going to let you hold on to him and he not hold on to you. Well, your Father love you. And, you know, my prayer is that for all of those who are diseased, if I could say it that way, yes, diseased, not at ease. For whatever reason it might be in your life, those of you who are hurting, Those of you who are brokenhearted, those of you who are in despair, those of you who have lost loved ones, I promise you, our Father got you. He got you even when it don't seem like it. And the suffering of this present time that you might be going through ain't worthy to be compared with all the glory and all the life you have for you, and not only you, man, for your seed too. He say the seed of the righteous shall be saved. Well, you plant the word. I told you the word of God is the most powerful force in the universe, you know. He just tell us, man, to speak the word. And boy, as we speak the word, you know, to one another and over one another, like I said, it ain't gonna return to God void. So for all of us who need comforting, I join with us, you know, and as we as we wrap our arms around ourselves and around one another, and you can know that, man, that's God, man, wrapping his arms around us. How you know, Andre? Because he live in us. And everything that he want to do in the earth, he want to do through us. In fact, he can't do it no other way except to be through us. That's why when we speak his word to him, you know, that's giving him legal right and legal permission to interfere in all the affairs of our lives here on the earth. You say it, hey, you know, can those dry bones live? Yes, indeed. How? Prophesy to them. What? Speak life to them. So I speak joy to all those. I speak peace. I speak happiness. I speak fulfillment of life and fulfillment of purpose. And I speak the blessing of God upon your life. Not the blessing of that he blessed Abraham with, and not the blessing that he blessed Moses with, and not the blessing that, all the way back to the blessing that he blessed man Adam with, all the way back in the garden when God said, and God blessed them. Hallelujah. I speak that blessing upon your life. And when he blessed them, he said, and God blessed them. Not gonna bless them. And God blessed. Past tense. Not gonna bless. I say that again. God blessed them and told them to be fruitful and multiply and replenish the earth. In other words, you know that word blessed, it means God put on the inside of us everything that we have need of to fulfill his God-given destiny. All the potential. And what God done blessed, it can't be cursed. All the other thing that came after that, you know, all the curse and everything else came after that, you know. It might curse your purpose and your destiny and your joy and your peace and everything else, but it can't bless, man, what God has empowered you with. In other words, let me say it in a different way, man. It can't stop what God doing. And this is what God doing, and this is what he wants you to know that he's doing, that even in the midst, like I said, of all your adversities, he wants you to know, man, that he's with you. He told the people back in Israel, he said, fear not. Why? Because I'm with you. And if I'm with you, then I'm more than the whole world against you. And God want us to know, man, today, like I said, I didn't know what I was going to say up here. You know, I just, and then I came in on the, as I was listening to the radio broadcast and I heard some of the prayer requests, man, and I don't know, I just, not by power nor by might, but by my spirit, said the Lord. So I just under the anointing of the Holy Ghost, man, you know, just send the word. You know, Jesus, he just sent his word. The Bible says he sent the word, and the word healed them. Hallelujah. You say he sent the word, and the word was like medicine to all their flesh. In other words, man, he sent the word, man, and he healed you physically. He sent the word, and man, he said he sent his word, and he healed them. When he say healed them, that don't mean just physically. That mean in any area that you might need healing in. Where's that healing at, boy? Let me tell you something. It's in the presence of the Lord. And everything that God is doing, man, and it, in the life of mankind, in the earth today, man, is to get you and I, man, back into that presence where we conscious, man, that we are there, that we get to the place where we know that we know that we know that we know beyond any shadow of a doubt that whithersoever we go, he with us. He promised that he ain't gonna never leave us and he ain't gonna never forsake us. He said he'd be a very present help in our time of need, in our time of trouble. And boy, he wanna show us that. What I got to do, Arthur, you know, all you got to do is just come on in. Come on in to what, Arthur? Come on in to not only the family of God, but all the blessings, man, that he has in store for you. I told you, and God blessed them. What do you mean? He empowered you to overcome everything that come for you to go over. I'm going to say it again. He empowered you to overcome everything that comes in your life for you to go over. It don't matter how big the smaller problem is or how big it is. You know, the big it is, it just show you just how great you really are. Because he really ain't going to put more on you than what you can bear. He really not. And boy, when it's just unbearable, like I say, when you can't take no more, and I mean your heart or your life or whatever, man, is broken, man, you know, hey, boy, that's just to show you once again, man, how strong you are. Because when you done all that you can to do, and man, when you done stood all that you can stand, I promise you, boy, let me tell you something, he'll take it from there. He'll take it from there. He ain't going to leave you. He ain't going to forsake you. Listen, hallelujah, yes, Lord. He say, even in death, I ain't going to leave you. I ain't going to forsake you. Hey, boy, You know the story about Job and how Job had 10 children, and when the enemy come and attacked Job, and not only did he attack his body and everything else, but Job lost all his 10 children. He lost them. So he thought. And you know, man, the story, man, how Job got a double portion of everything that he had lost. If he had lost 500 camels, he got, man, 1,000 back. If he lost, man, 500 oxen, he got 1,000, but he got double portion of everything else. And then when I read in the Bible, then it saying, and God gave Job 10 more children. And I asked God, I said, Lord, you gave him a double portion and everything else. How come you didn't give him, man, a double portion and the children too? And God said, I did. I said, but yeah, I don't see why you say you gave him 10. He said, no, I gave him 20. Hallelujah. Them first 10, man, I got them. Hallelujah. They were mine before the foundation of the world. You know, I just used them to birth them, to bring them to the earth. And however long they had with them, man, hey, they were mine. And just like they are mine, then so are their parents, and so are the loved ones, and so are all of us. That you mine. Hallelujah. And precious in my sight is the physical death, man, of all my children. Because to be absent from the body is be what, like I say, what this thing is all about. Absent from the body, what? Present with the Lord. So he say, hey, Joe got 20 children. I got 10, and he got 10. And us, and the 10 that's up here that I got, hey, we just waiting on all of them, man, to finish their purpose on the earth, man, and come on home too, man. Boy, there's no more tears and no more sorrows and no more grief. No more sadness, no more pain. Well, everything is all right. And you know what the good news is? You ain't got to wait till the sweet by and by, man. You can come on in, man, I'm telling you, into the kingdom of God and to the presence of the Lord, man, and start living that way. How you start, Arthur, just like a little bitty baby, and start growing up in that way? Growing up in what way, Arthur? What you talking about? Knowing, man, that poor God is calling us into his very presence.